At the start of 2024, Langley was represented by two NDP MLAs provincially, and one Conservative MP and one Liberal MP federally. The political map was a mixture of orange, blue, and red. By the end of the year, it was all blue. BC. Conservative candidates had won all three local seats in the provincial election, and a by-election for the vacant Cloverdale-Langley City riding had been won by the federal Conservatives. For decades, Langley has been seen as a reliably conservative stronghold. At the provincial level, BC Liberal candidates, and before them Social Credit Party MLAs, held local seats. Federally, Conservatives or Reform Party MPs were sent to Ottawa for decades. As Langley grew and urbanized, the margins by which the center-right parties won slimmed down slightly. Then a series of elections upended Langley's status as a conservative bastion. In 2015, John Aldag won Cloverdale-Langley City for the federal Liberals. He would lose the riding again to Conservative MP Tamara Jansen in 2019. In the hard-fought 2021 election, Aldag retook what was now clearly a swing riding, winning by just over 3%. However, the riding was the high watermark for the Liberals. East of Cloverdale-Langley City, the Fraser Valley still voted firmly for the Conservatives. Provincially, Langley's ridings were changed in 2017, creating Langley and Langley East ridings. Both were won by longtime BC Liberals in that election, with Rich Coleman in Langley East and Mary Pollock in the Langley riding. Then in 2020, the NDP won its first footholds in Langley area ridings since the 1960s. The two veteran Liberal MLAs were defeated. Labor lawyer Andrew Mercier won Langley, while former school board chair Megan Dykeman was the winner in Langley East. The wins were part of a broad sweep that saw the NDP win seats even in the Fraser Valley. This year's provincial election, on October 19, would upend things at both the provincial and federal level. Langley's ridings were redrawn to account for rapid population growth. Instead of two local ridings, there were three: Langley-Walnut Grove, Langley-Abbotsford, and Langley-Willowbrook. For the NDP, Mercier would run in Langley-Willowbrook and Dykeman in Langley-Walnut Grove. For the new Langley-Abbotsford riding, the NDP recruited Aldag, who switched from the increasingly unpopular federal Liberals. On the right, it looked like it would be a split race, with the former BC Liberals, now BC United, running in competition with the BC Conservatives, who had risen rapidly in the polls. The Conservatives ran Harmon Bangu in Langley-Abbotsford, Jody Tour in Langley-Willowbrook, and Township Councillor Misty Van Popta in Langley-Walnut Grove. Van Popta was the only candidate who was well known before joining the provincial race. On the BC United side, longtime volunteer Karen Long was set to run in Langley-Abbotsford while Township Count. Barb Martins was running in Langley-Walnut Grove. The NDP made a flurry of promises for Langley in the pre-election period, as the government announced new schools, housing, and a planned 300-bed seniors' residence. During the election, the NDP also promised an upgrade to Langley Memorial Hospital's operating rooms. Through the spring and summer, BC United leader Kevin Falcon had been crisscrossing the province, promoting local candidates. He gave an interview with the Langley Advance Times in April to talk about issues from policing to truck parking. He also addressed the fact that BC United was languishing in the polls, saying their numbers would pick up when voters realized the BC Conservatives were not linked to the federal Conservative Party. He also suggested that many BC Conservative candidates were United also rans. Many of the candidates that we've rejected have turned around and run for the BC Conservatives, Falcon said. Then on August 28, Falcon announced that BC United was folding its tent and would not run candidates under the party's banner. A few candidates became BC Conservatives instead. That left Martins and Long with the decision on whether or not to run as independents or to sit out the election. Long chose to continue running in Langley-Abbotsford while Martins ended her campaign. With just one party left on the right, the election became too close to call. The NDP launched attacks on a number of BC Conservative candidates, including Tor. Adrian Dix, who had served as BC's Minister of Health, gave a press conference in Langley, backed by a group of doctors and health professionals, to slam Tor for using the title Doctor. "She is not an MD, she is not a health professional, she is not a naturopath," Dix said. Earlier versions of Tor's campaign website referred to her as a doctor, but noted she was non-prescribing and not a member of the BC College of Physicians and Surgeons. Her degree titles came from a non-accredited online university in Hawaii. Tor did not respond to the NDP's attack, nor did the BC Conservatives. Bangu was also targeted in a leaked BC United Opposition research document, which detailed some of his social media statements, including a belief that some of the January 6 rioters at the U.S. Capitol were Antifa. Like Tor, Bangu did not respond. Locally, the Conservatives ran a campaign based on door-knocking and directly contacting voters, and did not attend any local all-candidates debates. In the end, the voters gave all three local Conservatives decisive wins. Bangu was the big winner, with 14,388 votes to Aldig's 8,691. Long took just 1,104. The contests were closer in the other ridings, with Tor receiving 10,979 votes to Mercier's 10,112 in Langley-Willowbrook, and Van Popta won with 12,119 votes to Dykeman's 10,949 in Langley-Walnut Grove. Although the BC Conservatives did not win enough seats to form a government, all three Langley MLAs were given positions in their caucus. Van Popta was named critic for infrastructure and construction, and Bangu for transportation. Tor was named caucus chair. Because Aldig had left his federal seat vacant to run provincially, a by-election for Cloverdale-Langley City took place on December 16. After a relatively low-key campaign by all candidates, Tamara Jansen reclaimed the seat with a crushing win. She took 66.3% of the total vote, compared to 16% for Liberal Madison Fleischer, and 12.5% for the NDP's Vanessa Sharma. Just 14,979 voters turned up to the polls, according to Election Canada's preliminary count. That's out of more than 92,000 registered voters. After this year of political upheaval, Langley residents can expect at least one more election in 2025. The next federal general election has to be held on or before October 20, unless the Liberal minority government falls to a vote of non-confidence before that can happen.